Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Yud Dalet, the 14th chapter of the book of Tehillim. Again, this is a short Mizmor. It is made up in terms of overview and structure of seven psukim. The first three psukim focus on the complaint against the people who have no good characteristics, evildoers. And psukim Dalet to Vav, the next three psukim, are a rebuke to the evildoers, saying that Hashem will ultimately search out justice. And finally, the last pasuk is a sort of a request, Mi'itain Mitzion Yeshuas Yisrael. Who would give that Hashem return to Zion the salvation of Israel? B'shuv Hashem es shivus amoy yogel Yaakov yismach Yisrael. And when that happens, then there'll be rejoicing among Yaakov and Israel. It is interesting to note that this is actually the closing Mizmor of the last six. So from Mizmor Tes to Yodalit, it has been one general focus, and that has been looking at the doers of evil in this world, looking at the injustice that seems to exist, and complaining about it, and asking and evoking from Hashem that justice be performed. That seems to be the general theme of these particular Mizmorim, which is why, if you actually look through this Mizmor, Yod Dalet, you will notice that there are words and phrases which are borrowed from the last five before it, because it is the capstone of all of those ones. Let's try to go a little further forward. In terms of the actual theme, the theme seems to be the corruption of the human being. The Mishorer, the person speaking, David HaMelech, is describing how he bemoans people who deny Hashem and take advantage of Israel, those people who are Oichlei Ami Ochlu Lechem, those who eat my people as they eat bread. He is bemoaning these people. He feels that when Hashem looks down from heaven, that there are very few, there are not even one good person left. We talk about a serious state of affairs when it comes to humankind as a whole. As it goes on, it seems to shift the focus from there being just evil in general in the world, and rather the salvation being one particular to Israel, which is why it ends off with the Yeshua, the salvation coming from Zion. Which leads us into the events behind this Mizmor. What events can we attribute or can we appreciate are behind this Mizmor? So the first thing we should note is that this Mizmor actually appears twice in the whole book of Tehillim. It's very unusual. It appears first now as Mizmor Yod Dalet, but if you look at Mizmor Nun Gimel 53, it is almost identical with a few small changes there. There it starts off, L'manatzeach al-macholas maskil David, but then it carries on, Omar noval b'liboim, the disgraceful one says in their heart, Ein Elokim, which is really the way ours begins. How do we account for the repetition? So the Malbim has a very effective way of dealing with this, and he says very clearly, number one, he says that these refer to different times. David HaMelech said this, Mizmor, about his own enemies. When he was reflecting on his own life, people who were disgracing him, people who were saying negative things. And David HaMelech said this Mizmor about those people. However, later on in the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when Jerusalem was surrounded by the armies of Sancheirev, and he was being cursed by Rav Shakei, we know that when we learned this in Yeshayahu and Melachim Beis, which we heard how the Assyrians disgraced and cursed Hashem. At such a point, what they did was they re-said this Mizmor, and they reapply the same concepts again. So therefore, the one is actually the original saying, which is David HaMelech, and the second one was the application of Chizkiyahu HaMelech and the people of his time to the specific situation that they were dealing with then. Rashi gives us another option. He says that the first one is referring to the times of Nebuchadnezzar, when the first person, the first general who came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, describes how Nebuzadron himself, the Rabbat Abachim, one of the generals, was also cursing Hashem, which is referring to Naval Biliboy. And the second one, Mizmor Nun Gimel, is referring to Titus and the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. This is an example where we see that the Tehillim has a prophetic nature to it, because clearly David HaMelech is talking about times well beyond his lifetime, if we go according to the way that Rashi understands it, because both Nebuchadnezzar and Titus the Harasha, were lived at a much later stage in history. It's interesting, at the time of the Gemara attributes it to other possible Rishayim, other negative people. So for instance, the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, says, and then you're quoting Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eile Hatzidoikim, refers to the Sadducees, because of somebody who denies God, and by the Sadducees denying the Oral Torah, they are essentially denying part of the Sinai revelation, and therefore it is a description of them. It could also be referring to the Jews in society themselves, who are oppressing other Jews, the lower ranks of society. What the Da'at Mikra Rav Hamas Chacham says is yes, yes, and yes. Meaning to say, what David HaMelech did was he created a mizmor which was so open, which was so ripe to apply itself to so many situations. He was potentially including all of these evildoers, whether it be at his own time, whether it be in the future times of those evildoers on the outside or the evildoers on the inside. All of these are potential possibilities as to what David HaMelech was creating and forming when he created this mizmor in Tehillim. We should notice in terms of the places that this mizmor appears elsewhere in outside of Tehillim, is in some nuschais it is said at the beginning of Ma'ariv, the last pasuk, which is Mi Yitain, and the last pasuk of this mizmor, which is Mi Yitain Mitzion Yeshuas Yisrael B'Shuas Shemesh Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael, and also it is said in some sidurim it is put to be, at the end of saying a group of Tehillim. This is the last pasuk which is said as the closing of that, which is sort of the hope for Mashiach. One pasuk in the spotlight, which is a very fascinating pasuk, is pasuk Dalad, and it describes Halo Yadu Kol Poalei Oven Oichle Ami Oichle Lechem Hashem Lo Koro. So those who eat my people like they eat bread, they devour bread, they do not call in the name of Hashem. It's sort of talking about the injustice of the situation. Who are these Oichle Ami Oichle Lechem? So it's fascinating that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Dalad on the base tells us a very fascinating insight. That it refers to, says the Gemara, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that it refers not specifically to somebody who's just taking and stealing. It refers to, Rav actually says, these are referring to the Dayanim and the Melamde Tinokos. Interesting. These are people who have seats of power, who have the ability to be able to influence and to lead and to guide the nation of Israel. And instead of doing such, what they do is they take advantage of their position and their power. Such a person, says the Mizmor, is the evildoer has included, which is really, in a certain sense, shifts it inwards, meaning to say it's not just the enemies on the outside, it's not just all the evil people in history, it's really something which any person in a leadership capacity, and everybody has some form of leadership capacity in the nation of Israel, has to be very careful with their power and the power of misleading those who are following them. And that's what the Gemara seems to be doing. Now we have to shift the focus inwards for a little bit of self-reflection. It is fascinating to notice that at the capstone of all these mizmorim, these six mizmorim, which talk about the injustice in the world, ultimately it all stems from the resolution, the Yeshua, the salvation is always stemming from Tzion. It's fascinating that no matter how far and no matter how disconnected these events seem to be, we understand that Bracha, we understand that Yeshua all stems from Zion, from Tzion itself, and that's something which we all hope for. B'mehera v'yomenu. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.